Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this segment of the Hagman Report. Dr. Ted Brower is our guest, healthmasters.com. That's his website. He's got a very special offer for all of the listeners of the Hagman and Hagman Report. Go to his website. Orders over $79 he will give $75 worth of books. I mean, it's amazing. Among the books include, well, some of the books, one of the books is Maximum Memory. And two other books with your order. So it's like getting books free. It is getting books free. It's like getting your order free. So it's a tremendous offer. Healthmasters.com. The code, the coupon code at checkout is Doug Books. And so take advantage of that. Before you get back to Ted Brower, I just wanted to mention that Precious Timber, Alex Wilson, are they doing some great things? You're going to be hearing more about what they are doing. But, folks, what I'd like you to do is go to PreciousTimber.com. That's PreciousTimber.com. And check out their website and scroll down. Watch their informational videos. The first one there is a Precious Timber overview. Absolutely incredible informational video. It gives you the overview of precious timber and then growing coconuts. And folks, I kind of chuckled when I first saw this, but if you want to protect or if you want to grow money, this is one of the best ways to do it. Coconuts, the worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest yielding cash crops. Many high wealth individuals, many large companies, just for example, Coke and Pepsi. They've invested in coconuts as growth investments for long-term income. Direct ownership of fully managed coconut acreage is now available to accredited investors. And you can use this as a self-directed IRA. But some of the returns could yield is up to as much as 15% per year. And this triple bottom line opportunity generates a measurable, beneficial social and environmental impact alongside an attractive financial return that could last up to 60 or more long years. You talk about thinking big and setting up something for not just yourself, but for your children and their children. Help Precious Timber. Help them create jobs, educate children, protect our planet by growing coconuts on prime farmland close to the tropical Costa Rican border. Qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or precioustimber.com. Third alternative is to call 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288 to receive more information. I've got to tell you that this announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. So call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimber.com or ProfitsInCoconuts.com. Dr. Ted Brower is our guest. Let's get right back to him. Dr. Ted Brower, take it away.
You know, Zig Ziglar was a good friend of mine, Doug, and I mean, we talked about him many times on the show. You know, may he rest in peace. And, you know, he always said, you know, a positive attitude may not change everything, but a negative attitude sure isn't going to help.
Okay. Yeah, a negative attitude has changed a lot of things.
Yeah, they do.
You know, and I'll tell you, you hang around people with a negative attitude. Some people are just miserable to be around.
Well, some people, like I mentioned before, will brighten up a room by leaving it.
Yeah.
I remember years ago I had a friend of mine, you know, getting divorced from his wife who was committing adultery on him. And I remember he told her, he said, you know, I don't know what to do because he was a Christian. And he goes, I've started losing my joy because of you. I no longer have the peace, the righteous peace and joy through the infilling of the Holy Spirit because I'm in your negative energy field all the time. Yep. I can't take it. And they had already been to marital counseling. She continued to commit adultery on this guy. Mm. He didn't know what to do. And finally he told her, he said, I can't deal with it. You either have to go back to counseling or you have to divorce me or I have to divorce you. This is a Christian guy.
Sure.
He was so to the point of being dragged down by this individual that he couldn't deal with it anymore. And he had gone to the counselor, and the counselor told him he no longer needed to visit the counselor, but that his wife was going to require years of intensive psychotherapy because she was basically nuts. You know, and see, the problem with all of this stuff, it's like Carrie Fisher. You know, she died this week. Let me talk for just a second. You know, Carrie Fisher was a drug addict, an alcoholic. I mean, she was a mess. You know, Debbie Reynolds was her mom, and her dad left to go marry some other girl, and she allowed that to affect her entire life. I'm going to share something with you, a little bit of psychology that I've learned. You can never allow your past to pull you harder than your future pulls you. Let me repeat that. You can never allow your past to pull you harder than your future pulls you. Debbie Reynolds tried her best to help Carrie Fisher and couldn't get it done. Carrie Fisher became an, that's why she was so obese, because she had gained so much weight from all of the alcohol. Because remember, when you drink just 1 ounce of alcohol a day, you decrease the body's ability to burn fat by up to like 60 or 70% because you affect an enzyme called lipase, which helps to burn fat instead of store fat. Alcohol is one of the quickest ways to get fat. When I saw her in this latest Star Wars movies, you know, she'd lost a bunch of weight for that movie. And, you know, when she was Princess Leia back in Star Wars back in the 70s and the 80s, and she was in there with her bikini with Jabba the Hutt, all of the young guys still remember all that because she looked really nice. She was pretty and she was in good shape. But she wasn't able to maintain that because she allowed all of the negative energy in her life to completely engulf her and surround her. And that's one of the reasons that the Hollywood people age so quickly, because they're involved in that horrible stuff they do out there, including the Satanism, like Ted Gunderson talked about, and the Kabbalah, and the energy fields, giving the energy back to demons. All this crazy stuff these guys are involved in. Look how bad Madonna looks. Madonna looks awful because of what she's been involved with in her life. I mean, she's awful looking. You know, and she was younger, she was an attractive young lady, but she got involved with all of this negative energy stuff. Guys, it makes a huge, huge difference in your health when you don't eat right, when you don't think right, when you hang out with the wrong people. I mean, what do you think is going to happen? I mean, you're going to have all of these health problems because of that. And even if you now start praying, you have all of these mineral imbalances and nutritional imbalances and all of these things that need to be corrected. Now, can God heal you without correcting those things? Yes, He can. He can infuse you so strongly with the Holy Spirit that He realigns all of your DNA and you're completely healed. And I've seen this happen in numerous occasions, including with cancer. But I also seen the same thing happen in which the person doesn't change their diet or their lifestyle after they've been healed, Doug. And just within a few months, a few years, they've got the same disease all over again. Because the same genetic factors, the same environmental factors, the same lack of trace minerals in their diet, the same lack of proper nutrition, the lack of amino acids, lack of nutritional vitamin supplementation, the same factors which caused them to get cancer to begin with, just does it again. And that's the problem. I had a guy, his name was Dave, may he rest in peace, and he came to my clinics back in the 80s, and he had cancer. And he worked with his medical doctor, working with me and changing his diet and taking supplements and whatever he did with his medical doctor, I don't remember. But he was able to overcome the cancer. And then he changed his diet and went back to the old way of eating. And he came back to me about a year and a half later and he had cancer again. And I told him, I said, Dave, man, you can't keep doing this. And so he changed his diet again, changed his lifestyle again, and he overcame the cancer again working with his medical doctor in Lakeland. And then about a year and a half later, he comes back, same thing. Fell right back into the old behavioral pattern, same thing, eating all the junk food, et cetera, comes back with cancer again, and may he rest in peace. That time he died. See, our body only has so much reserve energy, Dr. Kerry Reams called it. And in other words, it only has the ability to heal itself through the power of God so many times. That's why we die. If the infilling of the Holy Spirit were completely to restore our DNA when we become a Christian, we would never die. We would basically live forever because we'd be completely and totally healed and in God's frequency the whole time. It doesn't work that way. We have to have certain limitations placed on us. And in addition to that, we have certain nutrient requirements that our body has to have. That's why one of the reasons we put together this trace mineral supplement, because we wanted people to realize that you have to have specific minerals in your life on an ongoing basis, along with certain vitamin supplements on an ongoing basis, if you want to stay healthy. Plus, you have to have the right attitude, the right thoughts, the right prayers. All of this ties together, creating the genetic expression through our DNA. So that's why I want to give you guys a message of hope tonight. If you've got DNA in your family that says that you're going to have a certain disease at a certain time in your life, simply not true. You can control that through epigenetics and through the things that we've already talked about tonight. You don't have to have a double mastectomy. Now, if you choose to do that, it's entirely up to you. You don't have to have, you know, your ovaries taken out and have a hysterectomy when you're 30 years in your 30s. Because remember, when you give a woman a hysterectomy, you basically castrate her. In cellular differentiation that occurs during development in the uterus, the ovaries in a boy, because of testosterone, turns into testicles. And when you take the ovaries out of a woman, you basically castrate that woman. In fact, there was a book that was written years ago, everybody needs to read it. It's called The Castrated Woman. And it talks about what happens to women from a hormonal standpoint when they're castrated or when they have their ovaries removed. I mean, I remember years ago, Sharon had developed a cyst on her left ovary, and the doctor wanted to go in because we were past childbearing years, and going ahead, he wanted to go in and remove both her ovaries. I told him, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I said, if you have to remove the one, remove it, but do not take both the ovaries out. You have to have that for proper estrogen and progesterone and testosterone production. You don't want to do that. You don't want to castrate my wife. He looked at me kind of funny. He goes, you know that, don't you? I said, yeah, I know that. He goes, well, yeah, I know that too, but you know, this is the routine procedure that we do. I said, dude, you need to stop doing that. He's because it changes the woman's personality. That's why after women go through menopause, they have a massive personality change during the menopausal changes. And that's why Sharon wrote in our book, Breakthrough Health. In fact, what I'm going to do, everybody who orders at $79, I've got enough of those books too. I'm going to give them a copy of our latest book that I did a couple of years ago, Breakthrough Health. Also, those will get 4 books on this package. I'll tell Austin on Monday. It won't reflect that on the website until Monday, but I'm going to go ahead and do that for the Hagman listeners. It's really important when you get that book because Sharon wrote a whole chapter in there on what she did to overcome the symptoms of menopause, what she's talked about repeatedly on our show with you, you know, and to your listeners. And I love my wife, absolutely. By the way, leading MIT researcher says that Roundup is the driving cause of the autism epidemic. Just 30 short years ago, 1 in 10,000 children were diagnosed with autism in the United States. The latest statistics show 1 in 50, some show 1 in 40. Dr. Stephanie Seneff, a researcher at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, believes that we could be looking at half of the children in America as autistic within the next 10 years. I wanted to read you the source of that quote that I give you all the time that says that by an MIT researcher says that by 2025, that half the children in the United States will be diagnosed with autism if the current trend doesn't change. Other researchers have said by 2035, all of the boys will have autism. That's like 18 years from now, right? And by 2037, 20 years from now, all girls will have autism. Guys, there's something causing this, and this scientist links it directly back to glyphosate or Roundup from Monsanto. Remember, we've done the studies, and I showed you through the Freedom of Information Act, like 10 or 12 different cancers that occur in the body from Roundup. Even the new formulas they're giving children contain this GMO corn syrup that basically is soaked in glyphosate before it's harvested, and we're giving that to children as infants, as formula. It's very important that you don't do that. In fact, one of the books you're going to get when you order the $79 is Train Up Your Children on the Way They Should Go. And it has an entire recipe in there on how to create your own formula using, like, you know, certified goat's milk. I mean, it's a phenomenal formula because it gives you all the trace minerals that you need and all the essential fats that you need in the formula we tell you to put together. And we did this using, you know, having 4 children. We put it all together and did all the research on it many years ago. So, guys, listen to me for just 1 second. They're saying here that Roundup is one of the primary causes of autism. Now, if you've got kids, you need to realize that. I have another friend of mine came over today with his oldest son who I'd never met. His oldest son's like 43 years old. And I talked to him today, and he has terrible, terrible allergies, terrible, terrible allergies. And I told him what to take to get rid of the allergies that has worked so well. And again, he has all of this exposure constantly to glyphosate because he doesn't eat clean. He doesn't eat organic. And so what ends up happening is it causes leaky gut, which links back to allergies. All of these different things happen. So there are all kinds of natural things you can do, including the use of turmeric and, you know, and potassium iodine and immune support. All these different things that we have a protocol just for the immune system online. But turmeric is one of the absolute best things that you can do to help avoid diabetes, to help avoid cancer, and help to alleviate and ameliorate the symptoms of allergies. I mean, you think about that for a second, how powerful that one nutrient is. I take it all the time. The other day, Doug, Sharon had gone over to Costco, and she had bought some beef jerky. And I like good beef jerky. I really like it. But I don't buy it when it has sodium nitrite or MSG in it. And Costco had this big bag of beef jerky that was a relatively good price for beef jerky. It was all organic, no hormones, none of this stuff. And I remember, this is like 3 days ago, and I had a whole show to do that night with Dave Hodges, a taped show that I was doing with him. And I ate like 3 pieces of this beef jerky. And about 15, 20 minutes later, I started feeling really weird. My eyes got really, everything got real bright. I thought, oh my gosh, this product has MSG in it. And I looked at the label and it didn't say no MSG. So I called, and it did say natural flavorings. So I called up the 800 number. This was on, I think it was Monday or Tuesday. Today's Wednesday, it would have been Monday. And so I called up the 800 number, and the operator answers, and I ask her if they use MSG in their products. And she goes, which one do you have? And I told her which one. She goes, well, we have MSG in our other products, but we don't put any in that product. And I said, oh, you don't. You use it in your other products, but you don't put it in that product. Can you please tell me and give me a list of the natural ingredients that you put in here and natural flavorings that you're using? She goes, oh, you want that? And I said, yeah, I want that. She goes, oh, well, you have to call another number, which, of course, she gave me and no one answered. This was the information line. And I can guarantee you that product had MSG in it. I ended up with the worst headache. My arms lit up like I'd stuck them in a red ant bed as far as itching. My forearms just absolutely just inflamed. I felt like I had pressure pushing my eyeballs out from the back of my head. I couldn't believe what I had gone through. And it took me, I mean, I literally called the doctor up who was out of town, and I said, Doc, who's a friend of mine, I said, I need a cortisone shot. I've got to get something in my body to stop this itching. This is unbelievable. I've got MSG poisoning. And he texted me back, and he goes, I'm out of town. I can't get you right now. I'll call you when I get back into town. About 4 or 5 hours later, he called me up like at 9 o'clock. He said, you need to come in for a shot. I said, no, it subsided. Now, what I did done, when I, as soon as I ate this stuff and I started feeling this, I took 10 turmeric. Say, that's a lot of turmeric. I know that's a lot of turmeric. I'm not even trying to pretend like it's not. It kept getting worse. I took another 10 turmeric, and it got a little bit better. About 2 hours later, it was still itching. I took another 10 turmeric, and it went away about an hour later. I thought to myself, this is nuts. But turmeric is amazing as an antihistamine, is what it does as far as reducing inflammation in the body. And so it took 30 turmeric. And yes, you can take 30 turmeric a day. That's about what you do with bowel tolerance. And it took care of it. Now, the craziest thing is this. Austin had gotten that same bag of this beef jerky that Sharon had bought for us for Christmas and for him. He ate like 3 pieces of it a week ago before I ate the part that I had. He had the exact same reaction, less than itching on his forearm. I mean, saying pressure behind the eyes, unbelievably bad headache, went on for hours, brightness in the eyes. It was so bad that I was sitting on my back porch listening to some Christmas music with my wife. And we had the overhead lights on, and my eyes had become so sensitive to light, I had to put a visor on. I had to put a visor on at night on the back porch because my eyes felt they were being pushed out of my head from the MSG. Monosodium glutamate contains a compound called glutamic acid. It's an excitotoxin, and it overstimulates taste buds. It overstimulates neural cells. It overstimulates everything. And what it does, it overstimulates cells to death. That's why the glutamic acid will actually eat holes in your brain. Aspartic acid, a component of aspartame or diet sodas, also contains an excitotoxin called aspartame. There's a really good book you can read. It's by Dr. Russell Blaylock. I spoke to him about this book when it came out years ago, and it's called it calls it Cytotoxins, A Taste That Kills. Excitotoxin, A Taste That Kills. And Dr. Blaylock talks about the dangers of MSG. The problem is, government knew how bad this was years ago because of the brain damage, and they started putting it on the labels and requiring manufacturers to do that. But in their infinite stupidity, again, because of lobbying, if it's under a certain amount of MSG, they can label it under natural flavors or additives or coloring or whatever they want to put it under. They can hide it on the label. I'm super allergic to MSG. I have been all of my life. And I tell you what, it's one of those things you've got to stay away from if you want to stay healthy. It's like glyphosate. It's one of those products that if you want to stay healthy, you can't use glyphosate or glyphosate-related products in any kind of concentration. This stuff is poisonous. And what it does, it messes up the gut bacteria, and it messes up the ability of the body to utilize sulfur. I'm going to kind of synopsis this whole article I was going to read. And that sulfur is about a two-thirds lower in a child with autism than it is in a child who is healthy. It totally messes up the gut. In addition to that, I don't know if this is the cause of the nagalase being increased in the body, because that's what Bradstreet and Gonzalez were working on, and they were both suicided, as far as I'm concerned, my opinion, because they both died. And so we need to realize that there's some really weird stuff going on with the government right now. I mean, good Lord, we had McCain come out today and say they're going to put sanctions against Russia. I guess they're doing their best to try to create a doggone war, World War III, with Russia right now, you know, 20 days before Trump gets into office. And the nuttiest thing is this, Doug. We know that as soon as Trump gets in, he's going to lift all the sanctions. He's going to get rid of all this nonsense because he and Putin are friends. They're doing everything they can from the globalist standpoint to create the most negative energy on the planet, the negative energy fields. We talked about it last week, to help control the energy field around the planet to cause all of these things that they want to have happen to happen. Guys, we've got to stand in the aggregate as Christians. We have to continue to pray that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We need to have a positive attitude in all the areas of our life, including stuff that we talk about on our show here tonight. That's why I wanted to bring you a message of hope and encouragement tonight, because I want you to realize that, guys, if you don't like your movie, you can change it. But you can't change it if you're sick eating glyphosate. You can't change it if you're sick taking all these drugs and not having the proper minerals in your diet. There are certain things that you're going to have to do to change the reality that you live in. Now, I'll read you another article here. This is another really good one. We talk about it with Linus Pauling and the cell walls. I've already covered all of that with you guys. I don't need to do that again. Here's another one. Tylenol now. A new study shows that Tylenol kills emotions, Doug, as well as pain. Remember what I told you? Remember, Tylenol is the primary cause of liver failure and liver transplants in the United States. Every year, thousands and thousands of people die from liver failure, liver toxicity, from these types of pain medications using acetaminophen. For decades, Tylenol has been used as a painkiller, but new research reveals it has psychiatric side effects, including dulled emotional responses to both positive and negative stimuli. The public is beginning to understand that many over-the-counter painkillers do more than just kill pain, but sometimes kill those taking them. For instance, in a 2013 review of 754 clinical trials published in Lancet, found that NASIT, nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory compounds, are associated with roughly double the risk of heart failure. Ibuprofen in particular has been estimated to cause thousands to die of cardiovascular events each year. And according to the lead researcher of the Lancet Review, equally as dangerous are long-term users of Vioxx. Popular over-the-counter painkillers, including Tylenol, ibuprofen, Aleve, and aspirin. Many pop them like candy to relieve pain and inflammation without ever looking to identify the result, the root cause of their symptoms. Now a new study finds not only does Tylenol affect the body, but it also dulls the emotional responses of users. This groundbreaking new study published in the Journal of Psychology Science titled Over-the-Counter Relief from Pains and Pleasures Alike. Acetaminophen blunts evaluation sensitivity to both negative and positive stimuli. Remember what I told you a few moments ago? I said when you pray, you have to do it with positive emotion and with energy. Father, I thank you that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You've got to say it in a way that you believe it with positive energy and emotion, because it changes the frequency, because it creates power and energy. When we pray, we release dunamis or dynamite into this multidimensional universe that we have. But if you're sitting there and you're just going, because you've dulled your emotions because you're using Tylenol, doesn't make any sense. Oh, back to, I want to say one more thing. With Carrie Fisher, she had a massive heart attack on a flight from London back to LA. That's a very long flight. It's probably close to 12 to 14 hours. It's a long, long flight, depending if she had an overnight or if she had to stop it at whatever, but it may have been a nonstop from London to LA. The problem when you fly at altitude of 40, 45,000 feet, the air pressure in the cabin only is pressurized to about 10,000 feet. So you can breathe the air, it's okay, but it doesn't have near as much oxygen as it does at sea level. In addition to that, the air is extremely dry because of the ventilators and all the stuff they're using in the scrubbers inside of the air conditioning system and the evaporators. The air is extremely dry. In other words, there's very little moisture in it. So you dehydrate very, very quickly. Now we know that Carrie Fisher had been a big boozer. I don't know if she stopped boozing or not. I don't know. May she rest in peace. But here's the thing. When you use alcohol on a long flight like that, a lot of people get scared to fly and they start drinking. It's a diuretic. It starts pulling fluids out of the body. When you pull fluids out of the body, as the diuretic does, you decrease the amount of water in the body and you cause the blood to get thicker. Very important concept you've got to get here tonight when you fly. Years ago, Doug, I was talking to Barbara Bush at a seminar about Dan Quayle because he had blood clots every time he flew. And I explain everything I'm explaining to your listeners right now to Barbara Bush about Dan Quayle. Now, whether he ever got the information or not, I have absolutely no idea. So when you fly, you dehydrate. That's why when you fly or when I fly internationally, I will literally drink about 48 ounces of water 30 minutes before I fly. I mean, I will bloat myself with water, so I'm spending the first hour in the airplane in the bathroom because I want to make sure my tissue is extremely hydrated, because I realize I'm going to be breathing really dry air for anywhere from 8 to 12 hours on those flights, like if I fly to Germany to visit my relatives. Now, what's interesting about this is you need to also do some other things when you fly. You need to be taking vitamin E, because vitamin E is a natural blood thinner. It works very well. That's why they will not let you go to surgery if you've been taking vitamin E. Very, very important. Plus, you need to be taking cod liver oil. Plus, you need to avoid alcohol on the airplane. So there's all kinds of things that you can do to keep your blood from getting so thick. Because what happens is as you decrease fluid in the body, the viscosity of the blood goes up. It gets thicker. And as that viscosity of that blood goes up, it makes it harder and harder for the heart to pump. Now, on top of that, you have a much less amount of oxygen than you had at sea level at 10,000 feet. If you ever climb a mountain at 8 or 9 or 10,000 feet, you see that. You don't really feel that exertion on an airplane if you're healthy, because you're not really exerting anything. You're kind of just sitting there or sleeping or whatever you're trying to do on a plane, especially on an overnight flight to Europe. But she was coming back, I don't know what time of the day she flew. Then she has a massive heart attack on the plane that's resulting from all of these different factors, or her lifestyle before, or she may have had heart problems before, I don't know. And she ends up basically going into hospital, and being, they work on her, and she stays in intensive care for a couple of days, and she passes away.
Yeah.
That's why it's really important that if you do an airplane, if you're going to fly a long distance, that you do exactly what I said. Drink a lot of fluids, don't drink alcohol, take cod liver oil, and also take a vitamin E. And I would tell you, I take about 2,000 IUs of vitamin E before I fly, and I'd probably take about 4 tablespoons of cod liver oil, which is a lot. Because it really, like, it's like putting WD-40 in your blood. It makes it real slippery, and it really makes it pump a lot easier. Yeah,
I got to tell you, Ted, my doctor, when I had my heart event back in, that's what they call it. It's pretty cool, right? Heart event. Anyway, when that happened to me back in 05, cod liver oil, exactly what my doctor said, as opposed to taking the blood thinners as an alternative, of course, to blood thinners. You're right. You know, so, all right, folks, we're up against the bottom of the hour break. Dr. Ted Brower is our guest tonight, for the next segment. And then Pastor David Lankford is going to come on. But what a great couple of segments here that have you been listening to this? Not only the spiritual, but now the physical in terms of the nutrients, the nutrition. The folks, you'd have to spend tons of money to get this information, this type of counseling. And I just want to say a big thank you to Dr. Ted Brower for providing this to our audience, really, for free, at his own expense, I should say. Gonna be right back. Stay right where you're at for our final segment with Dr. Ted Brower. Thanks, everyone, for joining the Hagman and Hagman Report. Our guest, Dr. Ted Brower, talk about some very valuable information. This just flew by. I'm listening intently to what Dr. Brower is saying, not paying attention to breaks or anything. This is fantastic. I want to thank you, Dr. Brower, for your time tonight, your gracious gift of time. And you know, folks, I mean, he's got his own radio show, of course, with Austin, right here on the Global Star Radio Network. And, of course, that's heard after our show. Go to healthmasters.com for all of that information. So, I mean, this guy, although he's like 120 years old, he looks like, okay, no, I'm kidding. He's got so much energy and so much mental acuity. And a lot of that has to do with the supplements he's taken, the quality thereof. That's why we always shop at healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. And, folks, his special, Doug Books, $79 worth of books, or $75 worth of books for purchases over $79 using the promo code Doug Books. Doug Books. Did I say that right the first time? I think Doug Books. So that's the promo code. Healthmasters.com is the place. $79 and above. $75 worth of books and an additional book. Yes, $100 worth of books, I think. So, Ted, go ahead, sir.
I appreciate you, Doug. Also, if people want to listen to our talk show that I do with Austin every day, they can call it up on their telephone if they'd like. We have a 24-hour listen line. You can hear it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just don't listen to it during Doug's show. It's 641. It's 641-552-5310. That's 641-552-5310. And if you like what you heard tonight, you'll hear a lot more of this. Or you can go to our website, healthmasters.com, and there's multiple other ways to listen to the show, including on iTunes, and it also gives you this 24-hour listen line.
Or telepathically.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
641-552-5310. And what it does, basically, it gives you the opportunity, if you're driving down the road and you don't want to use your data minutes, or you don't want to use your online streaming with your online internet in the car, just call it up. Call that phone number up, like, for 24 hours a day. If you got an hour commute every day, you can plug the phone in, turn it on your speakers on the car, listen to a talk show. And we're like, we try to get all of our information right, like Doug does. And but one thing we try to do more than anything else is we try to be entertaining. And so you'll really enjoy the show, because I mean, I love to do that kind of stuff when I'm on with Doug too, because it's just something that we all do and work together. And guys, I want to thank you for your support of the Hagmann Show. Yes. I want to thank you for supporting Doug and sending contributions to Doug and supporting the sponsors of the Hagmann Show. I want to thank you for supporting Health Masters. And again, it's like Doug said earlier, if you just get your multiple vitamins from us, or you get something like our trace mineral supplement, anything like that, what it does, it helps to pay for the cost of these shows. Because like, unlike the mainstream media, we're not regenerating all of the revenue that we need in order to pay for the broadcast. And so what we have to do, we have to rely on the good faith of you guys. And if we've been a blessing to you and you enjoy the shows, please support us. It's important to us because it allows us the ability to continue to do this, because it allows us to continue to tell you guys the truth and to come to you and say, hey, look, we want to make this thing right. We don't want to have to be dependent on an advertiser who may try to tell us what we can and can't do. I know a couple of years ago with Doug, I'm not going to mention any names, he had a lot of different advertisers who got very upset with him over a few things that he said, and they pulled the advertising dollars away from the show because Doug would not compromise his Christian beliefs. Now, he didn't really go into detail about that with you guys, and I'm not going to mention any of the advertisers that did that, because I'm not going to do that. But what that did happen to Doug. So if all of you listening will give Doug $1 or $5 or $10 or $100 or whatever, it'll make a huge difference as far as covering the overhead of the show and covering the cost of the salary of the employees. Because remember, guys, you know, we're all in this together. You know, if you can get the kind of information that you're getting from us anywhere else, I'd be really surprised, because we're really going right, especially the show that we did tonight and last week.
Oh, yeah.
I went down to the brass tacks on all of it. I can't be any more direct with you guys than I was tonight or last week. I mean, I can't. There's no other way I can do it. I have pulled all plugs, all stops, and I have put myself out there for you guys saying, okay, well, Ted's right or Ted's wrong or Ted's nuts, whatever you want to say. But it doesn't make any difference. I'm telling you how I've learned to look at this from a Christian standpoint and how it's revolutionized my ability to walk with one with God when I understand how it works and I try to explain it to you guys. I've had so many of you call me up and email me and text me and talk to me and say, hey, my whole life and my relationship with God through Yeshua, through Yahweh, is completely changed because of listening to you on Doug Hagmann. And when I get those emails like that, I'll forward them to Doug. He knows that I'm telling the truth. It happens all the time because, guys, when you take a person who's been basically, how should I say this, indoctrinated into scientific teaching and scientific belief, and they want to believe that the science is the answer for everything, this is what they want to believe. Mm. When you try to talk to them about faith, just faith, they don't get that because they don't deal with faith. They deal with empirical evidence and research. This happened to me a few weeks ago. I helped a young lady I talked about on the show last week to be born again. She's a scientist, brilliant, genius. And I asked her, you know, I explained to her what I explained to you guys tonight. And she goes, Ted, this is the only thing that makes any sense. It ties all the pieces of this together. And she prayed the sinner's prayer with me. Guys, listen to me for a second. Jesus Christ, Yeshua, is the same yesterday and forever. It's like God is. And he is the answer, literally, for everything that affects this planet right now. And we all become one with him through the blood covenant, through Jesus, with God Almighty. It allows us to have a different life in a different world. I mean, Zig Ziglar said to me one time, he said, Ted, even if I had never heard of the gospel, just the energy that I've had and the relationship that I've had and the life that I've had because I'm a Christian would have been worth all of it. Because he said, it creates a completely different energy field around you, and you see things differently. See, guys, when you don't have hope, you don't have a future. I'm going to repeat that. When you don't have hope, you don't have a future. You got to have hope, because without hope, it's just very, very terrible to be in that life. Like that guy was telling you about, my friend who was married to that lady who was just basically dragging all the energy out of him. Now, I'm not telling you guys to go get a divorce. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is this. If you're listening to the show tonight, and you've got a negative spouse, husband or wife, let them listen to it. Let them hear what I said. Go get counseling. Go get help. Go talk to the pastor. Go talk to a church counselor. Don't go to a secular humanist. Don't do that. Don't go to a secular humanistic psychologist or psychiatrist. Don't do that. Don't allow them to put you on psychiatric drugs because you're not getting along. Learn how to commune. Because when you get a frequency lock with your spouse, you start answering each other's questions and finishing each other's sentences. And some of you guys know that. It's like me and Sharon. I mean, I love her with all of my heart. She's an amazing girl. My first relationship is so important to me with God Almighty through Yeshua. My second relationship is with my wife. My third is with my family. And my fourth is with my company. And I keep those priorities in order. I don't just work 80, 90, 100-hour weeks like I used to work. Because, number one, I'm 61 years old. I don't want to physically do that to my body. And number two, the Bible says it's not power. It's not by power. It's not by might. It's by my spirit, saith the Lord. That spirit, that when you reach that synchronicity with God, that comes and lives within you and shows you and directs you in all the areas of your life. So I love talking about stuff like that. But let's go back to some more nutrition stuff. Speaking about psychiatry, now a new study has found that antidepressants are depressingly ineffective, which we've already known that. The use of the antidepressants has been controversial for some time. This is by an article by Group. And for good reason, altering the brain's chemistry can yield to unpredictable results. Regardless, drug companies and the media have done an extraordinary job of marketing products and forcing them into our market, into our homes. Who hasn't heard of Prozac? I mean, unbelievable. The use of antidepressants is very common. Between 2005 and 2008, the CDC estimated 11% of Americans age 12 and older took antidepressants. Over 60% of these people had taken antidepressants for 2 years or longer, and unfortunately, less than a third had seen a mental health professional in the last year. Now, what's interesting about this is 11% of 300 million, that's 30 million people ages over 12 and under in the United, over 12 and over in the United States are taking antidepressants. And we know these antidepressants in children carry a black box warning of suicide. With such high consumption of antidepressants, you think depression would be solved like polio. Right, wrong. A recent United Kingdom meta-analysis of 47 clinical trials found that antidepressant drugs provide almost zero benefit to the people taking them. Professor Irving Kirch of the University of Hull led the study, which was published on the online journal Public Library of Medicine. He said the analyzed data showed the drugs produced a very small improvement compared with placebo of 2 points on a 51-point Hamilton depression scale, which is pretty much nothing. Furthermore, Professor Kirch was quoted as saying, given these results, there seems to be little reason to prescribe antidepressant medication to anyone except for the most severely depressed patients, because the alternative treatments, these treatments have failed to provide any benefits. Now, there are all kinds of natural protocols that you can do if you're having a problem with mild to moderate forms of depression. Now, the first one we mentioned already is cod liver oil. Cod liver oil is brain food. It helps the brain to maintain the proper frequency and energy. Cod liver oil is the product that I take almost every single night. Sometimes I'll drink 2 ounces in one night. I just drink it with pomegranate juice because I don't like the way it tastes, and the pomegranate juice destroys the way it tastes, but it brings my moods up so quick. 5-hydroxy L-tryptophan, incredible product. We have this all in the brain support protocol at healthmasters.com. It brings you up so fast. Every once in a while, I get a little bit down about something, and I think, no, I'm not going to do that because I don't want that energy field around me, but I'm also going to provide the nutrients that my body needs, like the trace mineral supplementation or the 5-HTP, to bring my body's endorphins back up. So I'll take some of the 5-HP. Now, one other thing is the methylated B vitamins. About 30% of the population can't absorb B vitamins. They can't process them properly. So they have to be methylated to stop a step to allow the body to utilize them. Our methylated B vitamins in natural cellulose capsules are unbelievable. In fact, I tell people, take them in the morning or don't take them. They give you so much energy, they will keep you awake at night. They will keep you awake. So you don't take them at night because they give you that much energy. Also, magnesium is another product that you use. You use it over 300 biochemical reactions, and magnesium chloride as a foot bath. I use it every single day. It's absolutely amazing what it does. And of course, then we always have other, you know, other things like, you know, the vitamin C and the vitamin E help with circulation and help with collagen repair. There's some really good products that you need to be taking every single day just to stay healthy or to get healthy again, because chances are your body has a very big deficiencies in these specific nutrients, like they were talking about in this as far as the depression study. It's absolutely crazy. What do you think about this, Doug?
Well, everything makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
You know, it seems so easy. And I'm kind of pausing in a sense for effect, but also as I contemplate and mull over what you've said, I just remember all of the events that I've gone through, health events in my life, and each and every one, frankly, Ted, could have been prevented or made less problematic through, or even wiped away through your products and through natural remedies. That's it. I mean, it's really that simple to me at this point. I mean, I cod liver oil, for example, you'd mentioned that. Did wonders for my blood, the viscosity.
Well, you know, and the other thing too, Doug. I mean, you know, you had diabetes when I first.
Yes. Yes.
Very high blood sugar, around 500. I mean, almost had to be hospitalized.
That's what I told you.
Yeah, that's right. And that's when you called me and told me you're about to go in the hospital. Yeah. And I said, Doug, I said, you've got to start making some choices in your diet. You've got to start taking these supplements on a regular basis. You've got to realize you can't just take one cinnamon extract that's going to be okay. You have to take like three per meal every day for like, you know, 5 or 6 or 8 a day to get the blood sugar to start regulating. And once you got all those nutrients back into your body in high enough concentrations and you stop putting in the high fructose corn syrup and all the other things you knew you weren't supposed to have, now your doctor tells you you're no longer diabetic. Well, here's the thing. Doesn't it make sense that had you been on my protocol to start with, you never would have been diagnosed with diabetes?
Yeah, and my wife reminds me of that every day. Well, yeah. Not every day, but, you know, you get the idea, yeah.
Well, when you had your heart episode back in 2005, doesn't it make sense had you been on my protocol then, you never would have had the heart episode? I mean, that's the thing people need to realize is that, sure, things that happened, like with Austin last summer, when he developed pericarditis, okay? When he developed pericarditis because he had a bacteria infection in his blood and it attacked his heart. Okay, from a health standpoint, he was in resoundingly good health, but that bacteria got in. But we knew how to treat it and work with it from a nutritional standpoint, how to change his diet, and he had one of the fastest recoveries of pericarditis that I've ever seen. I mean, it's amazing.
And you had pericarditis when you were young.
You know, it's so funny, too. Let me talk about that for a second. I don't like talking about that because it's kind of weird, but it goes back to epigenetics. I was 27 years old when I was diagnosed with pericarditis. Austin was 27 years old when he was diagnosed with pericarditis. Now, that's weird. Now, the reason that happens, I believe, is that we basically burn a hole in that DNA when you're 27 years old because I came so close to dying. Austin was born after I had pericarditis, obviously, which ended up pretty much affecting him at the exact same age I was. Now, I think that's all about quantum entanglement, which we talked about before on the shows. Now, could that have been prevented? Yes. If Austin hadn't been bodybuilding and eating as much food as he was and a lot of other things that he was doing, he probably never would have had that condition develop. So we don't even know how he got the bacteria in his blood. But something happened from his diet that did this, we believe, we don't know. So the thing about it is it goes back to exactly what I was telling you. If you have the right diet, the right protocol, the right minerals, the right trace minerals in your diet, and all those things, and you're doing the right things, you prevent the DNA from expressing itself, like we talked about earlier. The problem is, if you don't have those things in your diet or in your life, where all you're doing is thinking negative, negative, negative things, and you're under this flight, fight syndrome all the time, and your body's constantly stressed out, and you're not getting the nutrients that your body needs, then you start having all these disease factors that influence your life and creep up on you. And people need to realize, you know, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You know, now, I got another story, because I know we're almost out of time. This is interesting. CNN, by the way. We all love CNN, and I'm being facetious. We can call this the Clinton News Network, the Communist News Network, or the Constant Negative News Network. I've heard them all. Their ratings now, Doug, have hit an all-time record low. This is from the Newswire. It says, CNN, the network so thoroughly exposed by WikiLeaks as a propaganda mouthpiece of the DNC, have recorded their lowest ratings since records began for the week ending December the 18th. CNN has ranked a lowly number 18 for total viewers per day and for ad-supported cable networks. CNN was beat out by such channels as the Cartoon Network and the Home and Garden TV Network. Viewers obviously decided the Cartoon Network is closer to the reality than what CNN pumps out. Perhaps most embarrassingly, the Food Network had more daily viewers than CNN. And how the mighty have fallen, it says. For the primetime viewers, CNN did not even rank in the top 25. Now, what's interesting about all of this stuff is this. You know, CNN has put out an awful lot of negative energy and a lot of negative things about a lot of people and a lot of lies. I mean, it's unreal that organization is still even in business. And, you know, their studios are so run down, according to Alex Jones, when he was there, it was almost an embarrassment because they don't have the money coming in they used to have coming in. I remember when Larry King was on with them back in the 90s, they were doing pretty well. I still remember Larry King would be on the seminar circuit with us. He did it for years. I got to meet him and Dawn when they got married and engaged and all that kind of stuff. He's a really nice guy. In fact, somebody asked him one time at a seminar, are you born again? Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Right in the middle of a question and answer talk for a lunch that he was doing, that I had the privilege of introducing him to the entire group of about 300 people. And it was kind of interesting. He says, no, I've never made that step. I've never done that. He goes, I've come close, but I haven't. Now, whether he's done that or not now, I don't know. Don't know, but he and Dawn had two more children, which, gosh, now these kids are probably close to 20 years of age, and I hope that they're doing well. But, you know, he's getting old now. I'm sure he's in his mid-80s, I would think, by now. So maybe the late 80s. I don't even know. But the thing is this, guys, CNN was a powerhouse back then. In fact, they were getting such good reviews with Larry King Live that they were upset with him because he was doing a lot of seminars, and they didn't want him being on the road all the time, because they felt as it was affecting his performance. Apparently, I don't know that he didn't tell me that personally. And so he started coming to the seminars on video, live, like a live video feed from the studios at CNN to speak to the crowd, which, of course, wasn't nearly as effective as seeing Larry in person, because you see him on TV every night, and nobody really wanted to buy a ticket to see Larry King on a video monitor. But it was interesting. He was a really nice guy. He has some funny, funny stories about him and Marlon Brando. Well, you can watch him on YouTube tell those stories. But it's interesting how CNN, using that constant negative news and now being shown out by WikiLeaks of who and what they are, have completely destroyed their own company. Today I was over at a car dealership. I had to take my Chevy in for service, and I was in there. They had a TV screen in there, and they were talking about how, you know, we were putting sanctions against Russia. And I started laughing, and I said, for what? We're putting sanctions against Russia. Russia hasn't done anything, and whoever did it told us what the DNC was doing, how Hillary Clinton was getting questions to the doggone, to the debate.
Donna Brazil. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, they told us the truth of what these guys were doing in their emails, and now whoever did it is being accused of trying to influence the elections by telling us the truth of what the Democratic National Committee was doing and what the Democratic Party was doing. Doug, this is like living in an alternative universe with weirdos. I mean, why in the world do they think that we're upset that Hillary Clinton lost an election because she was found out and the truth was told about her? They try to talk about all kinds of lies about Donald Trump, then none of it stuck. But we have the WikiLeaks to prove that Hillary was doing what they said she was doing, along with Podesta, along with the soul cooking parties, all these crazy things these nuts are involved in, because they're all Luciferians as far as I'm concerned, and these guys are involved in all these crazy activities all the time, and they got exposed because we prayed on your show and on my show that Hillary would be exposed. You don't have to pray that she dies. That's like a practicing witchcraft stuff. You don't do stuff like that. You pray that she gets exposed and that God's will is shown who she is. Show the real Hillary. And that's what we saw. And now all the Democrats are mad, Doug, because she was exposed in prime time, and they don't like it anymore because they lost the election, and they can't continue their Luciferian manifest doctrine to bring us into a one-world globalist-controlled fascist dictatorship through the Rothschild banking cartel and through the doggone United Nations. I mean, so I'm pretty happy. So I made the announcement in the middle of the dealership that they were being eviscerated, that Russia was, even though they didn't do anything, because somebody told the truth about the DNC. Now, there was one couple there, you could tell they're kind of liberal. They got all mad, got up and left because I went there. I went there, Doug, at the dealership, and another guy was there with me. He goes, hey, brother, that's right, man. You're absolutely right. I'm so glad Trump's in. So we got again. We've got that polarity that's developed because of Obama, because we now have a situation in which we have a great chasm between two thoughts, basically two thought patterns of nationalism or globalism, between communism and between capitalism. And so now we're starting to see that we've got to try to heal this rift that Obama has caused, and that George Bush, George W. caused.
That's right.
And Clinton caused.
Yep.
And George I caused. Because remember, George H., the old guy, he was in the White House running it for basically 12 years.
Yep.
That's why he ran such an anemic campaign against Clinton, because he had been running the White House while Reagan was medicated after being shot, and approximately a month after he got in office. They kept that boy drugged up. And they always said, well, he sleeps a lot. Well, the reason he slept all the time is because they were doing things behind his back. He never would have signed the ban on, you know, on basically machine guns. He never would have given these drug companies complete carte blanche to create vaccines that would kill children. Remember, guys, the drug companies have no liability associated with what they do with the vaccines they give our children or us. In fact, the Vaccine Compensation Fund has paid out billions and billions of dollars now to children that have been damaged by vaccines. They don't even try to hide the fact that they're damaging children. They just don't want the vaccine companies to be liable because Reagan signed that into law. And I guarantee you that Ronald Reagan, that ran for the White House back in the 70s against Jimmy Carter initially, he never, ever would have been in a situation where he would have signed something like that if he'd have been completely lucid and not drugged into a stupor for almost the entire 8 years he was in the White House. And that's my opinion. Now, you say, well, that's not true. Well, it's okay. Then why does he sleep all the time, and why was he diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease almost immediately after he left the White House? I mean, that was a mess. That was a big, big mess when Reagan was in the White House, and he allowed a lot of things like Iran-Contra to be done by the CIA. I believe Bush was involved with all of that.
100%.
And Reagan took the hit for it.
Yep. Yeah. It's ridiculous how that turned out, and it's to me it's no coincidence that Reagan developed or had Alzheimer's. Either.
You know. Dementia. That's right. There's no telling what kind of drugs they had him on. There were 50 drugs now that have been linked to senile dementia. Over 50 drugs linked to senile dementia. One more final health article. The new government cancer task force is going to increase spending and mandate for ineffective treatments. This is an article by Chivalry. It says cancer is a $125 billion a year industry in the United States, and it's continuing to growing, not declining. The industry is dependent on more cancer patients, not less. A cure for cancer would literally put millions of people out of work and help to destroy the U.S. economy. At the beginning of the last century, one person in 20 would get cancer. In the 40s, it was one out of every 16. In the 70s, it was 1 out of 10. Today, 1 in 3 people get cancer in their lifetimes, Doug. And that percentage, said they say, will soon be at 1 in 2. That's, again, because of trace mineral deficiencies and lack of nutrients. With the regime change in American politics about to take place, it appears that the outgoing administration is attempting to empower the pharmaceutical industry, perhaps in an attempt to secure future careers beyond politics. We see that all the time. It's called the revolving door policy of the FDA. We recently saw evidence of this with the lame duck Congress passing the 21st Century Cures Act. Experimental vaccines unleashed on the public, lame duck Congress fast-tracking bill. Outgoing Vice President Joseph Biden recently released the first report of a new government cancer task force. Remember when Reagan, when Nixon declared the war on cancer?
Yep.
They're calling it the Cancer Moonshot Task Force. We had to investigate a health reporter, John B. Thomas, look at what the force entails for the American public, and it appears that it increases cancer spending, resulting in more profits for pharmaceutical corporations, depends on no cures, and potentially remove medical privacy, and give government to punish people who do not follow their doctor's medical advice. Mm-hmm. Now, we know what causes cancer. We know that trace mineral deficiencies and nutrients cause cancer. We know the lack of antioxidants cause cancer. We know that a negative frequency creating cortisol, meaning that fear of flight syndrome, will cause cancer and cause heart disease and cause depression and cause arthritis. We've got that. A lack of forgiveness will do that too. If you really hate somebody and you want to just talk about how much you dislike them all the time, think about the energy that does, what the energy does to you and how negative that is. Guys, not a healthy environment. Doug, thanks for having me on.
Brother, God bless you, my friend. Thank you so much, and thank you so much for your generous offer, which is at healthmasters.com. The promo code is Doug Books. Your purchase of $79 or more will get you 4 free books, 3 for sure forthcoming. Just check healthmasters.com website for the information, but Doug Books is the code. Get your multivitamins. Get your multivitamins from healthmasters.com. Dr. Ted Brower, thank you. My friend, thank you.
God bless you, Doug. Looking forward to talking to you soon. Bye-bye.